Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us in California. Welcome. Oh, Jason's engineering. Thank you, Jason. Bert, welcome.
Thanks, Vince. And don't forget the back office who are... the minions there spinning the gerbil wheels for us to keep that running. And then our front office where, do we have a front office, Vince, where we book guests?
And we moved it to the back.
I think we reconciled, that was the cost-cutting move. We reconciled that when we did some cost-cutting and right-sizing, as we call it.
Hey, Vince, that's a new term, right sizing? Is that when a company is on the throes of going under and the last ditch attempt is to fire the second to the last guy? Is that what right sizing is?
Just before that. and I'm not saying we're in any type of right, you know, I should have used a more conservative term, Vince. We were reconciling.
Reconciling.
Yeah.
You know, when back in the 80s, the term was reorganizing. We're reorganizing.
Yeah.
And the way we reorganize is we fire, like, all you all.
Yeah, I haven't heard that term. They've come up with new ones. You know, interesting, Vince, I looked at a graph of the layoffs, and, you know, I work in high-tech, and we had a lot of layoffs in the beginning of the year, and they're continuing, but each month it's a little less. But Vince, that's not what I'm here to teach this morning, and happy to be with class on a Tuesday, very early morning for Bert out in California on the West Coast. But Vince, I understand if my sources are correct, that right after I wrapped up class on Friday, that there was an event going on in your neck of the woods, and I don't think it was the old expo that you used to hold, but it was something close. And I believe you attended. Am I correct?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, I guess what you're talking about is the campers started arriving on Friday, and we had a cookout here at the Natural Farms. And we served our Natural Farms beef, 90-10 and 95-5 beef, meaning 5% lean, 10% lean. We served those, and then we sat around. Our son was cooking, and I was teaching, and it was really interesting. I mentioned to the campers that we were going to do this, and 100% of the campers were attendees of the expo. That would be, I'm sorry, this was, some arrived on Thursday for the Friday morning all-day expo and Saturday all-day expo. So when they came back on Friday night, they arranged their chairs because I said we'd have a cookout and I would teach some more. And I taught until wee hours. It was really incredible. What I did was I said, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. Any preparedness subject. I'll answer all your questions. I took a spiral-bound notebook and I wrote down their questions. It was pages of questions. And then I went through and built a seminar around their questions. And that's what we did. And then we did it again Saturday night. And we went till almost midnight Saturday night. And that was on Friday. And then on Saturday at 2 o'clock, I was speaking on stage, but I didn't want to be on stage, so I stood on the. Everybody was seated in chairs on the grass, and there are a lot of people. I mean, I'm not talking 50, I'm not talking 100, I'm talking probably 500. That's my guess. And there weren't enough seats, and people were standing. And I taught about tax deductions and how the government works and why the tax system is the way it is and deductions that you can take and those kinds of things, and that you have to be honest and where the resources are, publication 17 from the IRS, and how there's no need, absolutely no need to fear an audit if you are honest. There's no need to fear it, because all you do is provide the documentation that you used in the preparation of your taxes. And how, Bert, you know, I mentioned to the seminar class, I said, well, how many of you are hobby farmers? And a whole bunch of hands went up. And I said, well, I guarantee that you won't be a hobby farmer an hour from now, or an hour and 10 minutes from now, or an hour and 20 minutes from now. And I asked how many had prepared their own taxes, and very few. And I asked how many had their taxes prepared by somebody else, and most of the hands went up. I said, I guarantee you're going to be firing your tax preparer within an hour and 10 minutes. And I asked how many had their own business, and a few had their own business. And I said, I guarantee that the rest of you will have your own business within an hour and 10 minutes. And that's exactly what happened. All three of those things happened exactly the way I said it, because of the information we taught. So people are interested and hungry for information.
Yeah.
And
I think then that one of the key things you said is documentation, because that's what makes the difference. You know, people can make up all kinds of stuff. You know, think they're going to get away with it, but the IRS scans. It's not really an audit. They scan and they'll call out stuff like that and ask you for supportive information. So you better, you better have backup and support. Vince, real quick, what I found works for a lot of people, and you know, it may or may not apply to these sprouting farmers that are moving from hobby to business, but. What I found is, you know, nobody has the same amount of financial ability to, you know, work on taxes. But if you get TurboTax and start it and start, you know, putting in things and doing things, and in my case, I can pretty much almost complete it, and it takes me a while. Then you go to your tax accountant. So rather than just turn everything over to your tax guy, for a lot of people, I think what works best is just work on it yourself a little at a time. And TurboTax guides you through it. You know, we're not plugging any software here. I'm sure the other software's there's probably some other good software. But, you know, work on it. And then, because, you know, you probably did miss some things, or maybe didn't. I don't want to say you made an error, because the software won't let you make an error per se. But, you know, there might be some things you didn't do right or things you missed. And your accountant can then take over and do the final filing for you. So I think for a lot of people, that may be the way to go.
Yeah, that's exactly the opposite of what I said.
Is it? Well, I thought you said people turn everything over to their accountant and they don't do
it. No. I said fire. I said, no. Here's what I said. There's a publication called 1717. I said, go to the internet, do a search on pub/1717. Download it. And I said, you'll be grinning from ear to ear, because it has it's the condensed rule book of the tax code. And in publication 17, it says business use of the home and things you can and can't do. So you read that, and then you interpret what it says. And then you play the game according to the rules that you have just learned. Okay? One of the things I taught was this baseball. And one of my PowerPoint, it was kind of cryptic. My PowerPoint presentation just came up and said baseball. And then I taught this via stories. And the story was, so right after elementary school, grammar school, you go over to somebody's house after the school day, and go over to one of your friend's house, and somebody would have a baseball glove, and somebody would have a baseball bat, and someone would have a ball, and you'd figure out where the bases were, and you'd pick the teams, and you'd play. And so as the new guy, you're the new guy there, and you hit a line drive, and you race around the bases first, second, third, and you cross home. And then eight seconds later, the pitcher gets the ball, throws it to the catcher, and the catcher says, "You're out." And you go, "Wait, oh, what?" That was 8 seconds after I crossed home plate. And he said, oh, you see, you don't understand the 10-second rule. You see, the way we play, we have 10 seconds to get the ball to the catcher. So if you cross home plate, we've got 10 seconds after that to call you out. And so my point is, nobody in their right mind would play like that without knowing the rules. You wouldn't even play after school baseball if you didn't know the rules. So what happens is most people don't know the rules. And they don't know the rules because they don't prepare their own taxes. They don't prepare their own taxes because they think they're too hard, too complicated. So they entrust preparing taxes to some guy or gal. And everybody says the same thing, Bert. I've asked this for years and years and years. Oh, a decade, actually over a decade. I've asked the same question. So why don't you prepare your taxes? I'm talking about in a seminar format, in person. So how many of you prepare your taxes? Okay. How many of you don't? Okay. Why don't you? It's always the same answers. It's too hard. It's too complicated. I don't have time. I don't understand it. Those are the answers. Okay. And then what happens is they turn over the receipts to their accountant or their CPA or their tax preparer. And they say the same thing. They always say the same thing to the preparers. Here are my receipts. I don't want to pay too much in tax, and don't get me audited. Those are two mutually exclusive statements. So if you read the rules, you'll know what the rules are. You can make your purchases for your business based on the rules and knowing beforehand what the rules probably are. Now, they do change every year, and they don't tell you what the rules are until after you've played that game for that year. For example, you'll learn how to prepare your 2023 taxes after January of 2024. But if you play it according to the rules that you've seen before, previous years, they're pretty much similar. Okay? So the reason I said you need to fire your accountant is because if you get audited, you're going to have to call that accountant again. And people worry, like for 3 years, they worry, are they going to get audited? Because they don't know the rules, they don't know how to play the game, and they entrusted someone else, meaning their tax preparer, to their most intimate financial information, and they really don't even know that guy. But they all say the same thing, just like the car salesman. Oh, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. And my tax preparer, great gal, great guy. But why would anyone entrust the information about how much you will pay to the IRS to someone else? Why would you do that? I'm not going to do it. So for decades and decades, I've been preparing my own taxes. I have no concern whatsoever about being audited. None. Because I play by their rules. I know what their rules are. And when I've been audited, which has been at least 10 times, I beat them at their own game. Because I played by their rules, and everything is above board and honest. And that's what I taught my class. So, and as far as TurboTax, I even mentioned that. TurboTax is owned by a company called Intuit. Intuit lobbies U.S. Congress, meaning they say to Congress critters, hey, how about if we send you on vacation? I hypothesize. By the way, don't believe anything I say, class. They influence Congress with fun stuff. Maybe cash, maybe checks, maybe contributions to keep the tax laws complicated. So you use TurboTax every year.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion
of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, what I found out is that people have, they become intimidated by the tax, code, the taxing system, and they're looking for a way out that is relatively safe. But it costs them about $100 a year for TurboTax. And I asked them about their accountant or their tax preparer. How much does that cost? And the number starts around $300 or $400 for a very basic tax return, to $900 to $1,000. And I'm talking about individuals, and up to multiple thousands of dollars.
Well, it's no up to. It's limitless, depending on how complicated your return is.
Right. And why should it be so complicated? Right. It could be very, very simple. We could have a minimum tax, but that's not so good for the very wealthy. We all know that Donald Trump did not want to release his tax return, and why? Because he played by the rules. Right? That's my assumption. He played by the rules. He used the tax code and didn't pay very much in taxes in terms of dollars, because he knew how to play their game by their rules, which is what I teach. So not everybody likes that. Some people think that we should keep paying more and more and more, and the government keeps growing and growing and growing. As a matter of fact, Bert, you asked me a question about who I thought would be in attendance, right?
Yeah, but real quick, Vince, I'm just curious. How did people do their income tax 150 years ago?
They didn't.
Yeah, I don't think they did they?
No,
because there was no income tax.
No. This was all a result of World War One.
Yeah, it was supposed to be temporary to raise some money for the war, a war we should have never entered, by the way, but that's class for another day.
Germany causes a lot of problems, or has caused a lot of problems, in setting the world on fire, World War One, World War Two. So you asked me a question about who might be in attendance, right? You want to discuss that?
Yeah. Well, I was curious who, what kind of people came to listen and, what the audience was like and, just asking kind of to just get a feel for what kind of people want to learn, how to, get their business going and operate within the law and do their taxes a lot of people think, business is just, come up with a product or grow a food and sell it. But, man, with the back office and the paperwork and the bureaucracy and stuff, so that's, unfortunately, class, that's part of business. There's no, unless you're a six-year-old making fruit punch and selling it out on the sidewalk. And, by the way, in my town, once they tried to shut that down for not having a permit, but... unless you're doing something like that, there's paperwork and bureaucracy involved and more likely taxes. So anyhow, Vince, what kind of people did attend?
Almost everybody, with the exception of one, were interested in learning about how to prepare, how to survive all of the things that are coming our way. Food, energy, continuation, parts, supplies, all of those things that we talk about here at USA Prepares. That's what they wanted to know. Except there was one guy, and you asked me, well in advance of the seminar, did I think there would be any special kind of people there, didn't you?
No comment. how's the weather out there?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, they sent one of those guys. And I said, they'll be there. And they were there. So they sent at least one of those guys that I encountered. And he said that I saw him right away. He's right in the front row. And before I even started, I said hello to him. They have a different look about them. They have a different persona. And he said that he was going to be retiring soon. I asked him what he did. He said, he offered that he was a federal employee in code enforcement. And he was there to learn. Now, what does that mean? Learn what I'm up to so they can come after me? Very well could be. Very well could be. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is advising Tropical Storm Idalia is forecast to become a hurricane this morning as it departs western Cuba and then rapidly intensify over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The storm will bring a storm surge to Florida's Big Bend and areas southward to Tampa Bay. It will hit an area particularly sensitive to high surge events. Idalia was expected to strike Florida's Gulf Coast on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Oliver Anthony, the singer-songwriter of Richmond, north of Richmond, has some words for Democrats and Republicans trying to cozy up with his song during this presidential election cycle. Anthony this week on his YouTube channel.
Because it's like, I wrote that song about those people, you know? So for them to have to sit there and listen to that, that cracks me up. I do hate to see that song being weaponized.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, class, I just heard something. I have to take exception. You know, every time I hear it, I take exception to what I was just said. And Jeff Foxworthy is a spokesperson, at least on that particular announcement, that only you can prevent wildfires. And I believe I heard, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I heard him say, repeating the same thing over 75 years, only you can prevent wildfires. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. Because when I was younger, I'm not 75 yet, but I'm getting close. It was only you can prevent forest fires, not only you can prevent wildfires. And Smokey Bear, it was not Smokey Bear. It was Smokey the Bear. So they have changed, morphed their message, and they're trying to tell you that they didn't. And I object. I object to people who lie. I really do. And in my seminar, I said, don't lie. Tell the truth. And there's something really wrong here. They keep twisting, changing words. Like in the 1920s, there was a three-letter word that meant happy. It was gay. That's what gay meant. The gay 90s. The happy 90s. That word has changed meaning. A lot of words have changed meaning. And I resent it. Because I'm going to use the older version. The one that I learned when I was a child. And, for example, I learned that if you don't know if it's a he or a she, you use he. So you'll hear me say that a lot when it could be male or female. I will say he. Not because I'm preferential to males. It's because that's the way I was taught to speak. If you don't know, it's he.
Hey, Ben, sometimes it's I'll be with a group of gals and I'll just say, okay, what do you guys all think? And knowing they're all gals, but I that's the way I was just taught to, you know, that guys almost meant plural. You know, we're all guys, kind of.
Right.
I haven't stopped doing that.
I still do that.
Yeah.
I still do that. You know, I was talking with Kathy yesterday on the phone, and I used the word guys. She knows what I mean. She knows I mean guys and gals. And what I don't do is I don't say, so what do you gals all think? That doesn't work.
Yeah. No,
that doesn't work. All right.
Hey, Ben.
So, yeah.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned before, you know, it's been bugging me for the last 10 minutes since you brought up the guy running from third to home and the catcher calling him out. So here's the question for you. This is a serious question. So it's a baseball game, two outs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy at bat. There's a man on third. First and second are open, two outs. So batter hits the ball. Of course, the runner on third's taking a lead because he wants to score. So the batter's up, hits the ball into the short outfield, gets fielded, and he's thrown out at first. But before that ball even got fielded, and certainly before he was thrown out at first, the runner scored. Now, does that run count?
As far as I know, it does. What do you think?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. So if somebody knows, it's been bugging me because I think I've watched games where they call the runner out, but I'm not. You know what? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got to tell you, if we were playing in the backyard or the side yard,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Now,
what you're bringing to the fore is that exactly what I said. You have to know the rules. You have to. And one of the things that I said was intent is really important. So I asked the class, the seminar class, is it possible that you could have a dog as a tax deduction? And some said yes, some said no. Well, it depends. Okay, it depends on what that dog is for. So nowhere in the code did I see that a security system must be electronic. Nor did I see it must be set up to dial 911, you know, in case the thing goes off, right? In case there is a breach. So it's silent to that. So why would a dog not be deductible as a security system? And then would it have to be a specific kind of dog? Would it have to be a Doberman or a German Shepherd? Could it be a Chihuahua? And the answer is, of course, it could be. In my world. And by the way, don't take what I say as tax advice. Don't believe anything I say. Do your own research, make up your own mind. So then the next question is, what about the dog food? You know, because if you had a maintenance contract on your electronic security system and that were a deduction, well, then so would be the maintenance agreement. You know, the monthly maintenance charge, the $19.99 monthly fee. That would be a deduction as well. And so would the installation of that security system. So why would the dog food not be a tax deduction? It would be in my world. And so would the visit to the veterinarian for the checkup or if the dog gets sick. And so would the dog collar and the dog leash and the dog ball be tax deductions. Of course they would be in my world. So then the question is, what about the trip to pick up the dog food? So, you know, she says, hey, let's go to Walmart. Let's get a pizza for dinner. And we'll put it in the oven, frozen pizza. And so they go to Walmart and they get the pizza and they go, you know what? While we're here, let's get dog food. So we won't have to come back. Is that trip to get the dog food deductible? You know, the mileage is 62.5 cents a mile? Absolutely not. It's not deductible because you went for pizza. But let's twist that a little bit. Let's say she says, honey, we're low on dog food. Let's get some dog food. We'll go to Walmart and get some dog food. He says, sure, let's go. You're right, we need it. So they go and get the bag of dog food, put it in the cart, and they're going on the way out, and they say, you know what, while we're here, I smell pizza. Looks like there's a pizza demo going on in that cart over there. Looks good. Let's get a pizza and take it home. Now, is that trip to Walmart tax deductible at 62.5 cents a mile? Of course it is, because they went to get the dog food. So if you know the rules and you play by the rules, it works. But if you don't know the rules and you say to the auditor, oh, yeah, we were at Walmart and, you know, we got the pizza and we got some other things and Charmin, and while we're there, we got the dog food. The auditor's going to say it's not deductible. And he's right. So if you know the rules and you play by the rules and you're above board, you can take advantage of the tax code. And that's the kind of thing we talked about. Intent. And it has to be above board. And you have to play by their rules. Because they'll beat you up if you don't play by their rules. And Bert, you know that guy that was in the audience? He complained that I was picking on him. You know, I kind of teased him. I said, you know, when you retire, you can, you know, make an honest living.
But isn't that what that guy does full time for his job? Probably. I mean, we don't know for sure.
Well, he told me he's in code enforcement.
So that's what he does for his complete job. He should be used to it. Because he's been doing it to other people.
You mean picking on other people? Of course. That's what code enforcement does. So if he's with the U.S., you know, USDA, or he's a health inspector, and he goes into a restaurant, just walks in, says, I'm here. That means, get out of my way. Don't obstruct. So he comes in, and I'm talking about this guy in particular. I'm just talking about someone who works for the health department. Comes in, goes into the kitchen, opens cabinets, looks under pots and pans, makes sure there's a three-bowl sink, and one of them has chlorine, bleach, and water in it, and there's a towel right there and a bucket, and there are no roaches running around, or maybe only a few roaches, whatever the book says. And I asked him. I asked him publicly, in front of everybody, so you have a book, and you read the book and apply the rules in this book, right? Not too much gray area, right? He said, well, it was a little bit. And then he just couldn't take it. He couldn't take me asking him the questions. But I guess he expects that when he's at work, he's the boss and he pushes everybody around. It's interesting how they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
Yeah.
and he scampered. He scampered. It was like, it's like what the tax people, when we get audited, it's like what they do to us. They make us feel that we, and I said this in class, I said, you'll be made, if you're audited, you're going to be made to feel like a criminal. But it's okay, because you didn't cheat. You have the information. You're ready for the audit. But it's war. It's war. And they want what's in your wallet. And I believe they're on commission. Or there's a contest. And I believe, and don't believe anything I say, but I believe that the IRS has awards and rewards for their auditors. And I believe they have the equivalent of a monthly or an annual meeting that says, hey, you know Joe over there? Y'all ought to be more like Joe. He is outstanding. His production is number one for the whole division. He's number one. Joe, let's give a hand to Joe. You know, let's give a hand. He is great. He brings in more production, which means more money, than anybody else. So, Joe, what are your secrets? Can you share with us? Tell us how you do it. How you're so effective at production. And those are all words that mean, tell us how you fleeced the flock. How you extracted money from the little people. Tell us how you did it. Tell us who you caught cheating and how they cheated. Tell us how it worked. Tell us about the stories about even those that had, it was questionable. It could, you know, the taxpayer could have been absolutely right, but we got the money anyway. Tell us about these stories, how you do it. I believe there's a contest. And I believe they get paid bonuses for bringing in more production. That's just my belief. I have never worked for the IRS,
yeah,
but I believe that.
But, you know, Vince, there are, let's be clear, there are some people that do cheat and don't pay taxes. Man, I just heard a story of some guy, and I guess he had a famous father or something, but this guy apparently made millions of dollars and never paid tax on it. And I just heard that on the news.
Yeah.
I think his father might have been vice president and then later president. Didn't pay any taxes on millions he made. So it does happen from time to time.
Right. There are tax cheats. And I am advocating not being one of them.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurtz with us in California. Class, you probably just heard that commercial with Dan Pilla. Dan Pilla is a USA Prepares instructor. And in that commercial, you heard that the IRS tried to take his mother's house. Well, I interviewed him here, and he and I taught class together about taxes. And this was several years ago. But the IRS was going to take their family home. And he defended the family home using the IRS's rules against them. They twisted the rules, and he twisted them back to where they were. He moved them back to the original rules. He wouldn't let them twist them. And he won. And he saved the family home. So there's another case. And Dan Pill and I, we're talking about taxes, and we agree on a lot of things. We really do. And he's pretty aggressive. And he told me I was aggressive. In terms of, taking a position on taxes. And of course I am. It's my money. And literally, if you went to the Chinese factory outlet and you were buying something for, and the bill came out to $23.82, would you say to the cashier, here, look, here's a 10, here's a 20, keep the change? Would you do that? Of course not. And why would you do it with the IRS? Why would you give them more than you need to? Why? I submit to you, you shouldn't. And Ronald Reagan said, government is the problem. Quote, government is the problem. President Ronald Reagan said that.
Yeah. Hey Vince, some news from the West Coast.
Yeah.
You're going to like this. I know you were planning to visit San Francisco. Well, you might want to hold off. There's a company called Cruise that has robo-taxis, and they were given permission a couple of weeks ago to unleash their fleet of robo-taxis. And, Vince, it's been havoc. They've been crashing. They've been stalling. They've been creating traffic jams galore. And one even crashed into a fire truck that was on the way to a fire. It's been a complete mess. the DMV, they gave them permission, Department of Motor Vehicles. Well, they don't know what to do, so they just, until their investigation's complete, who knows when that'll be, they said cut your fleet in half, and it got a little better. Yeah, but Vince, these driverless robo-taxis, it's like something out of a movie. They've just gone amok and crashing and smashing and stalling and man. So, Vince, you might want to call off that romantic trip you're going to take to the city by the bay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, my boyfriend didn't want to go anyway. I'm only kidding. But, you know, Bert, seriously, I came out against the cruise, and I came out against Waymo. This is absolute insanity. And one of those stupid things drove into a freshly poured road repair of concrete and got stuck there.
Yeah, that one was funny.
You know, the Department of, or Division of Motor Vehicles is absolutely criminal, in my opinion, by unleashing this. These are motorized missiles. That's what these things are, motorized missiles.
Yeah, but there's passengers in them, Vince, that they're not, you know, I mean, some of them are empty, but...
With hostages.
The missile with a hostage.
Right. Motorized missile with a hostage.
Imagine being the passenger in one of those vehicles, and it's run amok, and it's crashing into things. They must be... imagine they're tourists that have come from some, you know, peaceful, quiet country, like, I don't know, what would be a peaceful...
Some island.
You know, they came from some peaceful island, and they want to see San Francisco, and the husband and wife are all excited, and they go, oh, this is new technology, and they get in the back of one of these. And the car goes wild, starts smashing into things. They must be terrified.
Yeah. Well, they have a term for that. I've heard it. I think it's called the generally dumb public, GDP. Why would anybody? I mean, think about this, Bert. There's no tracks. You know, it's not like it's a subway. It's not like it's a trolley. There's no tracks. There's no predetermined route. These people just get in, the doors close, and off they go. And there's nobody steering. There's nobody to talk to. They're trapped. It's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely insanity. And people are stupid enough to do it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I don't understand. Anheuser-Busch, first thing they should have done was said, you know what, we got it wrong, but it's okay. We fired everybody involved. Vice President of Marketing, the marketing managers, everybody involved in the decision for Bud Light, we fired them. We apologize, and we want to make it right, so we're reducing the price by 25% for the next year. That would have worked, but they didn't do that. Okay? The DMV in San Francisco should have said, you know what, 100% we pulled them all off the road. Waymo and Cruise. It's unsafe. And until it's deemed safe, we will not have these menacing vehicles on the road. But they didn't do that either. It's like everything else the government and corporations do, they mess it up.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.